Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Flores, two-out single, runner on first with two outs. At the plate is Matt Chapman, and he sends one down the left field line. Wilmer around second, and they're waving him around third, and he's out at the plate
bust.
In the inning.
Why you do that to me?
Bust.
Why you do that to me? Poor Wilmer.
Other than Lamont, the slowest giant, he might be slower than Lamont. They're both pretty damn slow. They send him from first on a double down the left field line. Giants finally get an extra base hit, a two-out extra base hit, and they get gunned down at the plate. Now, it was real close. But, I mean, I know this kind of lit us up here in the studio between segments. Was it the right decision by Matt Williams to send Wilmer Flores all the way from first on a double than left field line by Chapman with two outs?
What is one of the many baseball principles that you hear about running the bases? Don't get thrown out to start or end an inning. At a base, right? You don't want to make the first or third out, which I always laugh. I don't want to make any outs on the base pass.
I'd rather like, not make any out ever.
Right? Like I call those free 90s, right? Meaning you want to eliminate free 90s as a team. A pass ball, they get a free 90 feet. You want to not make errors. That's a free 90. A walk is a free 90. Simultaneously, you want to take away 90s, right? And in that one, I'm thinking to myself like, all right, Matt Williams is at third base. He's trying to be aggressive. This is a team that clearly just needs a jolt. And a play at the plate can fire everyone up when you send someone like a Wilmer Flores. Chapman needed that, right? Like that hit down the line. Like that was nice. I thought it was like an inside pitch that it felt like a breaking ball that he was kind of sitting on. He just kind of golfed it down the line like a four iron. And
it was low and in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So there you go. Slider. And you're sending Wilmer. And, I'm hearing Kipe. It's so funny. Kipe's like, I can't believe that Machado's the one taking the cut. Well, most high school teams, college teams, from left field, your third baseman is your cutoff home, right? And your shortstop's going to be the one covering third base in that situation.
And Machado, it's Manny freaking Machado.
He's got a cannon, right? And he throws a low bullet. And as that throw's coming in, you could see where Wilmer is like, uh-oh, right? And he's lumbering. He's got that bulky knee.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I thought maybe he got underneath the tag.
It was close.
Then they review it after they were going to go to break. They're going to like review the play.
They did go to break and then they came back with the review. Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, where did the catcher set up? Like, what are they reviewing? Is he out? Did he get under it? Where the catcher set
obstruction?
Up?
Obstruction?
Right? I thought he gave him an avenue to get in, the catcher, that is. He was lined up on the front end, the inside part of the base path where you would square out that home plate and then caught the ball, and the throw kind of took him down toward where the line is. Now, you got 3 feet on either side as a runner, essentially, as you're coming in. And it looked like Wilmer was going to try to get the hand in, sliding feet first in on that play. I thought he was out. I also thought it was the right call for no obstruction. I thought he gave him enough room.
I'm with you there.
I liked where he was set up initially.
That's Martin Maldonado, the catcher.
But damn it, I don't know, man. I don't know if I would have sent him on the play. I get why Matt Williams did, but these are the second guessing when you are that third base coach. God, why'd I send him? Ah, I got Willy Adames in the on deck circle. What was I thinking in that play? Which brings me to the Willy Adames factor. Like, if Willy was red hot.
I mean, was Willy Adames being on deck top of mind for Matt Williams?
I know when I'm a third base coach, I know where I'm at in the lineup. And I say to myself, there's just not a chance in hell that player is going to get a hit right here in this situation. Plus, I know where we're at as a team. And I go, like, I need to, like, I'm set. There are times I will tell a guy at second base, base hit, I'm sending you no matter what.
Because, base hit to the outfield, you're going.
Right.
So run.
And it's not an indictment of the team we're playing against. It's more like I am letting you know we are going to be aggressive because we have a zero chance in hell to get consecutive hits in a row with two outs. Am I wrong?
No, it's sad, but it's accurate.
The game is very infectious in the terms of momentum. And it feels like when you are in a drought, it is drought season, Mojave Desert, searching for an oasis. So I get why Matt Williams and maybe even like Bob Melvin saying to these guys in between these, like, guys, any base hit and two outs, we're sending. I don't care who it is. We need runs. And in that inning, two versus three would have felt like you scored 50 runs.
Oh, yeah, and it probably wins you the game. I mean, the game changes if you score a third there, but if you just game it out, you win 3-2 in nine innings. Because if all only gave up two in the ninth, and you would have won the baseball game. But, I mean, how much of again, a good third base coach, as you just laid out, has in mind who's on deck.
Absolutely.
And Willy Adames is hitting 200. If Matt Williams decided to send Wilmer Flores because he has no faith that Willy Adames is going to get a hit, I mean, that's a pretty rough indictment on the richest contract the Giants have handed out in their history.
Think about this. And I've coached thousands of games. If I get a guy thrown out on the bases with my cleanup hitter or my best hitter coming up, that one stings.
I'm sitting fifth last night.
It stings. And you know what I'll usually say? Hey, we got middle of the order. Relax right here. Stay right here. You know what I mean? I'm talking about like guys coming around the bag and I'm always very aggressive. I'm coming down the line. I got my hands up. No. We got the middle of the order coming up. Let's say Shohei Ohtani, best hitter in baseball.
I was going to say, I mean, that's an easier one. Best hitter ever, maybe.
Okay.
In baseball.
And what would you do in that situation?
You're probably holding him.
I think so too. Though I know that the best baseball hitter in the game is hitting 3 out of 10.
What if Ramos is on deck as opposed to Adames? Does that change the decision for you? Because part of me thinks it was an incredibly close play. It took a perfect relay. Now, it is Machado, and you kind of have to expect a perfect relay.
And it might be your slowest player.
But it is that close at home. Part of me is, if it's that close at home, it is almost worth the send every time.
Okay, because you're making them make a good throw from left.
Not just good, perfect. And then perfect plays.
Hit a good relay, right? And then make another good throw and a good catch with a catcher's glove.
And a good tag.
And a tag, exactly. So you're asking
a lot of things.
But it is the big leagues.
It is the bigs.
And this is... Again, this is a team that is not bad defensively. Even though Machado leads all of baseball with third baseman errors, I think we would all agree, he's got a dynamic arm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was just a frustrating play. But this is the second-guessing game that you do as a player, as a staff, as a fan base, as an analyzer of the game. You question all these things. I do think it speaks a little to Willy Adames. Like, they're searching right now offensively. I had zero faith that he was going to get a hit in that situation. I was shocked Chapman got a hit, for crying out loud. Weren't you?
Yeah.
And I wanted.
I was happy with two runs.
I want them to be aggressive. I know. So I don't know, man. But I do think the Willy Adames part, being the guy coming up next, I do think that's in his head a little somewhere. I don't know where.
Matt Williams' head or Willy's head?
No, I think it's in Matt Williams, the third base coach's head.
It's got to be. Otherwise, he's not doing his job.
Exactly.
You can disagree with the decision. You can disagree with it, but he knows Adames is on deck, and that is factoring into his decision. Now, you can disagree with 100%. The logic that got him to the decision, but no. If that is not top of mind for him, at least to some degree, then he's not doing his job as a third base coach. That is always what you're thinking. What's the opportunity cost? What is the chances that I'm getting a hit here if I hold the guy? Because, I mean, you mentioned a third base coach. Worst thing a third base coach can do is, lead your team to an out on the bases, an out at home.
Well, any out on, look at just in general.
To end an inning.
Like, you don't want to make the first and third out at third base is usually like the number one thing that you'll hear from a lot of people, meaning there's no need to go first to third in that situation if you think you're going to get thrown out, or steal from second to third in that situation because you're already in scoring position. There's a lot that goes, but in my mind, I don't want to make any outs on the base pass.
Well, yeah, but. Like, as bad as making it out on the bases is, but with a wild send of a runner to go home, what's also really bad is if you hold them up and then Adames pops out.
Which is what happened in Game 7 of the Royals, Giants World Series, however many years ago. Huh. Which was, again, to this day, I will go down saying there's not a chance in hell they were getting two consecutive hits against Bumgarner. I'd have probably sent him. Even if that means I'm getting hosed.
But Salvi Perez at the plate, Shasky.
Again, even if it is Brandon Crawford with a cannon, I would have probably sent him on that play.
Was that Alex Gordon?
Yeah. And it was Juan Perez in left field fumbling around with the ball.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's a lot of baseball isms that, what I would say, things that are hard, true facts that you hear from a lot of people that there's always a time and a place that I just throw that out the window. I love being aggressive. I do. I love being aggressive on the base pass, but it's also right guy, right situation, right spot. I thought it was the right play to make there. But the challenge, what were they actually challenging?
Can you challenge multiple aspects of the play? Can you challenge obstruction?
I think it's one of those things like the NBA where if you start challenging it, they're going to look at everything to see.
So the whole thing was opened
up. They're looking for the tag. They're looking to see if his path was obstructed. And if any one of those things were, the situation there, they would have overturned it. But that was not the case.
Well, there you go. The obstruction thing, like that, always feels like a big cop out for me. I don't know. I all the catchers in the bigs, 9 times out of 10, are way out in front of home plate, which is where they start their setup. Yeah. And if the throw takes them into the base pass, so be it. There was a play in College World Series. I don't know if the playoffs with Oregon.
Yep.
And I thought that
Utah Valley.
I thought the throw took the runner. I mean, took the catcher right into the runner's path, and I did not think that the runner should have been ejected. It was a huge play.
And the throw was high. The catcher didn't even catch the ball. He's blocking the plate without the ball. The runner slows down to avoid a crazy play, and upon review, the runner gets ejected.
It was ridiculous.
Not only is he out, but the runner got ejected.
I thought it was an awful call.
Now, the obstruction rule is different in college than in the bigs.
Well, but in every level, and just clearly, in every level, basically, except professional baseball, you weren't allowed to blast a catcher. Okay. High school, college, whatever. You weren't allowed to do that for years. So that was in place well before the Buster Posey thing.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Wilmer Flores sent from first on a two-out double by Chapman in the third inning. Giants were up 2-0 at that point. They lose this game 3-2. That one extra run might have won the Giants this baseball game. So it turned out to be a pretty darn big play. Should they have sent Flores? It was Adames on deck, who's hitting 200 this year. What do you think? You can let us know. 888-957-9570. Chris is in San Jose.
What's up, Chris?
And wants to weigh in. What's up, Chris?
What's happening, gentlemen? Long time no talk. Yeah, I mean, Shaft, you kind of, I wanted to touch on that Flores thing and then kind of touch on a couple other things if you guys will allow me.
I miss hearing from you, buddy.
Well, hey, I blew out my Achilles, dude.
Oh,
I ruptured my Achilles, so I haven't been commuting into work for the last couple of months. So we're on the upward trend. We're good. We're good, baby.
I'll say a prayer for you, bud.
We're going to be back. You know what? I'll probably heal my Achilles by the time the Giants have a 30 home run hitter or a back-to-back starting left fielder. So, you know, we'll be all right. You know what, Shasky? You laid out every single reason why you should have sent a Flores in that situation, and then you just kind of pulled up a little bit lame because, like you said, fans, you know, we quarrel with this. We're like, you know, should he have sent him? Should he have not have sent him? As a former varsity baseball player, you know, I was aggressive too. I like sending guys. You don't want to make the first or second out at, you know, third or home. But in that situation, like you said, with our offense struggling, you know, Adames on deck, I don't hate that move. I don't hate that move early in the game, 2-0. You know, we're sitting here, oh, well, if we got that run in, we could have got, you know, there's no guarantee Adames is going to get that run in. So I am not mad at that situation at all. For me, it's kind of a moot point. You know, it's a talking point. We're on the radio, slow day, whatever. But a 2-0 game, you blow it in the ninth. I'm not mad at Williams sending that guy home. Now, Giants baseball in totality, I'm a little bit, you know, I had some trepidation, and I've shared this with you, Shafty. The grass isn't always greener. And I know Buster, you know, super smart baseball player, Hall of Famer in all of our eyes, World Series champion. He doesn't, you know, at the end of the day, he has no experience in this role whatsoever. You know, a lot of the guys that we're excited for in the minors are all Farhan guys. You know, this Adames signing is looking like a bust. If Farhan signed Verlander, we would have been pissed about that. So I'm just, you know, I didn't like sending Luis Matos down and bringing, you know, when they activated Girard. Like, why is Christian Koss on this team? There's some things that I'm looking at in terms of, you know, Buster, and we don't have time to touch on Melvin's managerial stuff that just drives me crazy sometimes. But I don't know. I'm not saying bring up Bryce right away, right? Even though I agree with you, Shasky, anybody's better than Wade at this point. You know, give him some more seasoning, whatever, defensive. If they want to work on a few more things with him, that's fine. But I'd like to see him get a full month at the end of this year, right?
Totally fair.
I know it's kind of a middling year. We're not expecting to win the World Series, but hey, you get in the dance and you always got a chance. So I just don't want to like keep going, you know, month by month. All right, we're not getting production here. We're loyal to Mike Yastrzemski because he's hit 230 for half a decade with pretty good defense. Like, no! The guy's 35 years old. What are we doing? Let's move off of these guys. And I don't know. Let's try to compete, but we need a little something else infused into the team. And lastly, like you said about the situational hitting, some of these guys drive me up a wall. Ramos, 2-run homer. I can't tell you how many times I've watched Ramos this year. You look at the box score, he's had a good game. But if you watch the game, there's one or two ABs where he's not advancing a runner. Mm. He's not getting the runner in from third. And it's constant. Even with our best, you know, output offensively, Ramos, these guys drive me crazy. Yeah. I can keep rambling, guys.
No, I love
it. Let's have a wonderful one.
You too.
Yeah, hey, let's have a wonderful day. And, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Health to love the you. Recovery, my friend.
Thanks, and, you know, Chris.
He brought up Bob Melvin. And
really quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live with a free Odyssey app coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio.
Just before we, you know, move on, the hottest hitter in the Bay Area is Sam Lubman. This guy came in the middle of him talking about his ruptured Achilles and hit him with the injury report sounder. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, that was literally a grand slam.
He told me to give him a water drop.
Dude.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.